Hey everybody, welcome to another Question of the Day podcast. So this is my short form episodes of the podcast that I've been experimenting with. The feedback's been really, really good. So everyone that's let me know their thoughts on that on Instagram, thank you for letting me know. The questions have came in through my Instagram. So I'll put the link for that in the description below. Brian_Keen_fitness. I do a 10 question Q&A every day, Monday to Friday on Instagram, and I pull one of those questions for this longer form question of the day podcast. So significantly shorter than the interviews that I do, but just a 6, 7, 8 minute podcast on a question that's been sent in. So today's question is, body fat went up, but weight went down. Should I be annoyed? So there's a couple of different things on this one. I assume from the should be annoyed comment that body fat reduction was the main goal. And I wanted to talk on this question because this came up very, very frequently last week on people that were looking to lose weight and looking to reduce body fat and being slightly confused between the two. So this episode is going to be probably a reference that I send people to in terms of understanding that the two things are different. I've talked about this in previous podcasts, but it's been in the Q&A sections and also in the nutrition episode, the nutrition FAQs. I've forgotten the number of that, but I did it in the last 3 or 4 months, so it's not that long ago. But I spoke about the differences between reducing body fat and lowering weight. So firstly, getting annoyed isn't going to help, because when you have some form of process and you're not happy with the outcome, it means there's a problem with your process. It means that there's something wrong with your nutrition, there's something wrong with your training, or there's something wrong with what you're doing in general. And to get annoyed at that would be, it'd be irrelevant. It would be unsupportive, because it doesn't really help you get to where you want to be. But looking at it rationally and realizing that you have direct feedback that something isn't working, you can change the process in the hopes that you get a new outcome. So in this sense, your process may be the diet you're eating, or the nutrition, or the foods that you're eating, or the training program you're following. And the outcome is that your body fat is going up, even though your weight went down. And the reason I wanted to explain the difference between body fat and weight is they're not the same thing. They're not the same thing at all. Like, they're completely different things. Weight is the metric. It's the number on a scale. So when you step on a scale and it tells you that you're 60 kilos or 80 kilos, that's your weight. That's the metric, the actual weight. So somebody asked me last week in a Instagram Q&A, and I actually nearly put this as a question of the day, was it, does muscle weigh more than fat? And muscle doesn't weigh more than fat. Weight is the metric. So 5 kilos of fat and 5 kilos of muscle is still 5 kilos. However, they'll look completely different. So if you see 5 kilos of lean muscle and 5 kilos of fat, like, the composition is going to be completely different. Lean muscle is going to be very lean, athletic, and then fat is obviously going to be a lot more squishy and blobby and not look as good. So understanding that weight is the metric. And body fat then, and reducing body fat, when that is your goal, you're trying to bring down the amount of fat that's on your body. Sometimes you will get both, a reduction in weight where you step on a scale and the weight reduces on the scale and your body fat will reduce. The best way to track body fat, personally my favorite ways, is through photos and clothes. Because if your jeans are looser, if your t-shirt is tighter, or your t-shirt is looser and feeling better, if your photos in the mirror that you're taking every week are consistently showing that you're clearly getting leaner, that's my favorite metric. Obviously, the gold standard is going to be like a DEXA scan or an underwater test, where they actually check your body composition, your weight, your body fat, and everything along those lines. But sometimes when you're dieting, particularly if you're in a calorie deficit, you can potentially lose both. You can lose weight on the scale and you can reduce body fat. However, weight being the metric is very, very easy to manipulate, because if you pull out the sodium in your diet, if you pull out the water in your diet or reduce the water in your diet, and you massively restrict your carbohydrate intake, you're going to reduce weight very, very quickly. That's literally why bodybuilders, competitive fighters, bikini athletes, if they're weighing in for a competition, they will water load and then cut their water in the lead up to the weigh-in, and they'll do some form of carb manipulation because of all the water that's pulled in through glycogen and water that's pulled in through carbohydrate. That's why when somebody switches from a high carbohydrate diet to a low carbohydrate diet, they lose a load of weight in like 3, 4, 5 days. That's not body fat. That's losing weight because you're pulling water out because your body's not holding as much water because you've reduced your intake in carbohydrate. So weight can go down very, very easily. It's very easy to manipulate that. Like, I could drop most people 3, 4, or 5 kilos in 3, 4, or 5 days by manipulating salt and sodium beforehand, then pulling that, loading water, and then reducing that, and then putting a carb load and then a carb depletion workout on top of a reduced intake of dietary carbohydrate. You can drop 3, 4, 5 kilos very, very quickly. That's not 3, 4, 5 kilos of body fat that you're reducing. You may get some body fat with that, but it's mostly weight you're reducing. So in the sense of body fat going up and weight going down, that's generally not a very, very good thing to happen. What you want is, ideally, unless you're weighing in for competition, you want weight to stay kind of stable. Unless you're overweight or obese, then yeah, using the scale is quite a good metric for getting yourself down, and it's a very easy way to track your progress. But if you're at a kind of healthy, lean weight already, you don't really want to reduce that much weight. You want to reduce your body fat. So you want to drop dress sizes. You want to drop jean sizes. You want to drop and get leaner. If you're a guy, you want to look better in your t-shirt or look better shirtless. You want to reduce your body fat, not your weight. So in an ideal world, you'll keep your weight pretty steady, maybe a slight reduction, but you'll continuously reduce your carb, or you'll continuously reduce your body fat. So in the sense of getting annoyed, I wouldn't get annoyed if your body fat went up and your weight went down, but I would use it as feedback to make a change going forward. It's probably a sign that there's something wrong in your nutrition, your training, or your lifestyle. Sometimes you can dial in everything with your nutrition and everything with your training, but your stress levels are so high from work or from your environment that it's inhibiting your body to progress in the sense of getting your body composition to where could possibly be had your cortisol or stress levels not been as high. So number one, though, is look at your nutrition. Most people that aren't reducing body fat are eating too many calories or are following a nutritional protocol or strategy or eating foods or following a diet that isn't supporting them. Then the next thing is training, not doing a training program that's high enough intensity or with enough cardio or elevation in heart rate that's going to burn more calories. And then after that, lifestyle tends to be the third one. So don't be annoyed. Use it as feedback to make the changes that you need, and hopefully this goes a long way towards understanding the difference between body fat and weight. So yeah, that's the end of today's question of the day. Hope you enjoyed. As I said before, let me know your thoughts in this question of the day format. I'll catch you all tomorrow.